Chauncey Truth-Telling.
How you guys doing? Eat a sandwich. Delicious.
Another episode of Fighters Fury Podcast. Before we even get into it, I just want to make a public service announcement. Anonymous.
You got a dookie?
No. Anonymous, you can kiss my ass. And if I ever see any of you members out on the road, I will kill you.
Niggas is anonymous.
I know, but there's ways of finding out who's anonymous. Anyway, basically, they made an attack on PayPal today, and it hit close to home, but that's about it. Let's talk about the good things now.
The NFL lockout is done.
Yeah. Let's talk about how Mike Vick is going to lose his job.
Why you say that?
Because Philadelphia are now trying to swoon Brett Favre. And then the most important news of all, we're like 48 hours away from Evo, our Super Bowl.
The NBA on NBC.
That's how it's going to feel like. I mean, it seems like this is going to actually be the world championship.
Man, I just got done watching Live on 3, and they're saying this has to be the greatest week of esports ever.
Yeah.
Because they say Evo happens this weekend. So it's MLG Anaheim and what is it, CLS?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, that's three big major events all in one day. They said MLG, they said noodle shops in Korea and Japan is going to be showing that.
Yeah.
Bars is going to be showing MLG. Come on, what's good? That's really good.
That and the fact that Evo is going to be on the PlayStation 3 home.
You can view it from there.
Man, that's great.
Yeah. Like they even said on the show, that like they were saying straight up, like you can't really determine who's going. You can't really get a real census count because like last year we watched Evo at the place we used to have a Rambat. So it was like someone hooked up their laptop to the projector and just ran it, you know. So that was at least 20 to 30 people just sitting on couches, not even playing games, just watching it, you know.
Right.
So all the people that's going to have, like, parties and all that stuff. So, you know, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Man, I like how everybody's throwing parties tomorrow. I mean, the official pre-Evo parties at Insert Coins in Vegas. But you know how many other parties is going on at that time?
I know. It's crazy. A couple people like, yo, you come? You've been invited to the Evo party, or Evo party on Facebook. And I'm like, I'm not going to Evo. Why would you invite me?
Right.
I ain't even going to this one either. Y'all got fish trying to kill me.
And so, yeah, it's Evo, man.
I think the reason why people are doing those Evo parties is that they're like, yo, we're not going to go to the official Evo party. We're going to have our Evo party, so we can do whatever we want. You know what it usually is. It's going to be at a taco bar.
Right.
Like, man, hell yeah, it's going to be like Ponderosa. Man, you can get nacho cheese on your taco. You want burritos? Man, just lift up this thing right here. Oh, there's the shells. There they go.
Right.
Put some meat on there. Scoop it. Put some lettuce, tomatoes. You like cheese? Oh, you like those intolerant. Okay. We put some of this on here. Put some salsa.
So, and then in case you're not wondering, there's some pretty good movies about the fighting game community that's out there. You know.
Yeah.
Some people have seen King of Chinatown.
Yeah.
And Focus, the documentary of Mike Ross, came out today.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, I watched it too.
I like, to me, I'm going to be real, man. King of Chinatown, I like that way more because it was about the focus between a player and his manager. See, everybody's like, yo, well, why, you know, it was like they thought it was just going to be all about Justin. And if you look at it, it was about two people relationship, and everybody thought the relationship was done, you know, but they're still friends. Even though people was like, man, you know, that was bullshit move and stuff, but it was really, it was great. Well, I like Focus. I watched Focus today. Yeah, I teared up a little bit, and then when it was a scene about Mike Ross stopping when he talked about quitting, yeah, that hit me.
So I seen both of them, and I had to say I like Focus better.
See, people like Focus more because I'll be real. People like Focus more because they felt because it was a one person movie. It was more focused on Mike Ross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was on him, and he had a personal goal. You know, that's what his goal was. King of Chinatown was about two people's relationship. It was about two people and their relationship. And if you got one, you had to get the other side. See, because if you watch it. If you watch King of Chinatown, if it was all about Justin Wong, be real with you, shit probably been really boring because he barely talks in the
right.
movie.
Right.
And he's more of a, like, let me sit back, lay back, and do this. And what it was is, like, I think because they had people bashing Triforce. You know, even though it was, you know, he did go through some shit and, you know, some dookie stuff, but you know what I'm saying? It was just the fact that you had these guys, Bass and Triforce, his marketing scheme, his the way how he, you know, the way he did business. It was just, you know, people. It just seemed it kind of pissed me off, you know? How people like it was basically. The movie's about two people, right? That's all it was. King of Chinatown was about one with two people, Justin
right.
Wong and Triforce. And if you think of it, who really was the King of Chinatown?
Right.
Justin was the fighter, but Triforce had the players, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It was both great movies. It was like I have nothing wrong about you know, about the Focus. But, like, everybody said they want to see more game footage, but to be honest, in Focus, there really wasn't that much game footage.
Yeah.
It was more about Mike Ross, this and this and that. And plus, people complain about King of Chinatown because they paid for it, you know? And they're
right.
just like, oh, man, I paid for this, you know? I paid 12 bucks. I mean, I paid 7. I had that. I told everybody that discount.
Spoiler alert!
Push A. Push the letter A. I even posted it on Facebook for y'all fools.
Right, right.
And with the picture that I got it for 7. But straight up, the reason why people like Focus more is because it was free also. And like if you don't understand, like, people's like, oh, yeah, Mike Ross movie. You know, we believe in Mike Ross because he's a champ, you know, but
right.
I don't know, man. It's like, it's to me, the more I started to watch Mike Ross in the videos, he's a dick.
Who Mike Ross is?
Yeah. If you watch King of Chinatown,
right? Right.
Matter of fact, watch King of Chinatown, then watch I Got Next Shortcut, and then go straight to Focus. Go into that order.
Mm-hmm.
Like you sit down. No disrespect to Mike Ross or anything. You know, he's cool dude. I met him. You know, he's a cool guy. But when you watch that, like, okay, Justin Wong, right? Mm-hmm. One time he had a dick move with that was when he was watching. It's like when everybody got Marn hyped up and said, Yo, Marn, say something on the stream, you know, at SBO. I mean, not SBO, Season Beatings 5 last year. Well, if you watch King of Chinatown, only thing Dick Move Justin ever said was, straight up, two words. They say, why are you so good? You know why I'm so good? Two words, Justin Wong. And that's the beginning of the movie. But in the whole movie, Justin is humble. He's all like, You never hear him talking about, yo, I'm going to do this, do that, blow everybody's mouth out. I'm going to beat this person.
Mm-hmm.
You watch Focus, the beginning of the movie. You see him, Mike Ross, head down on his desk after getting beat by the Ryu player, and he said, all right, yeah, I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove to you. This guy's a scrub. What?
But, I mean, look, how many times have we done that? How many times
have we... Right? Everybody has done that. Now, Everybody has done that. But the fact that he said straight up, I'm a scrub. If Justin Wong would say that, people are like, oh, man, fuck Justin. He's an asshole.
How do you know people ain't said that about my... Oh, well, are we talking about it? What about the fiasco that's going on right now between about Gutex?
What's up with Gutex?
Okay, all right, look. It started on Event Hub. Okay, basically, you know, yesterday Gutex had... he had Zion.
Oh, yeah.
Punko.
Punko. Yeah. All that is...
Yeah.
Mike Ross all playing
at the studios, which we've come to find out is his apartment. But that's no problem. I mean, it happens. I mean, used to starting out, so you can't list a building. So, I mean, I don't know why people are shocked that it was like, oh, is that his apartment? So what? But he didn't want people to know that. That's his prerogative. But the thing about it was, Pungo, you know, after they got done, Combo Fiend invited them over his house. Because Laughing Infiltration's over there. So, Gutex got up from the camera, from the couch, to go talk on the mic. Punko grabbed the camera and was showing where Gutex went and was showing the rest of his apartment. And Gutex blocked it and was like, you know, yo, you know, he said, I quote, he was like, man, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face, you fucking cunt. Now, a lot of people... are like, Gutex is a dick because he did that. Gutex, was he serious? Was he joking? You know,
Hell no, he ain't a dick. What the fuck would you grab a man's camera and follow this man in his own house? That's a bitch move.
But you have to realize.
Fuck that.
No,
I'm not going to take it out with the quickness.
No.
Okay. If I invite you over and I say this shit right here and play games, right?
Right.
Like when you came over, you know, like when you come over, like when you came over, right?
Right.
And did I ever offer you? I said, yo, come downstairs to the basement, and I'll show you all my games. Did I ever say that? I don't think I ever said that.
No,
you didn't. But if I told you the dungeon was right there, if you had a feeling that the dungeon was right there, and you went downstairs, you know how pissed off I would be. If I never told you, you can go down there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But he. But the thing was,
it's the fact that this man let him in his home and he picked up the camera, and the whole thing was, yo, this is a studio. This is my little studio. I'm letting you in. Let you chill. You know, play some games. If you're hungry, get this, get that. Yo, but he picks up a camera and to follow Gutex.
Well, the thing is, he didn't follow him to the next room. He just, Gutex, like, to the left of them was the setup. And Punko took off the webcam off the, wherever it was, and then, you know, moved it to the right to show. And then when he moved it to the right, you could see, like, the rest of the apartment or whatever. And then that's when Gutex just, like, you know, got mad or whatever. You know, a lot of people's like he was just playing. A lot of people say he was mad, but you know, and to me, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, he was caught up in the moment. He was caught up in the moment. He was angry at that moment, which is understandable. You don't want people to, you know, if you don't want nobody to show you your house, that's understandable. You know what I'm saying? He trying to keep it professional. I understand all that, but. Anyway, people are taking it way beyond it should be. But
I'd be cool what he said, man. That's straight up, man. You don't go to a man's refrigerator unless you know this man for years or something. You know, like I go to my cousin's house. You know, we like we ain't you know, like his cousin is my cousin. You know, we're cousins. Right. We're not cousin by blood, but he's like his second cousin is my second cousin. You know,
right.
So you know that's third. You know, basically third cousin. You know, we're not really related, but we're related. Like when I go home, when I go home and see him, you know, first thing I do is go to the fridge. You know, get something to drink. You know.
Right.
And like I asked my girl, so you want something to drink? She was like, no, I'm okay, you know, because she wasn't accustomed to it. And, you know, when I get in there, it's like, yo, when you get some of that, my cousin's like, you get some of that apple juice? And I'm like, you already know, fam, you know. But it's the fact this man ain't never been over there. See, Mike Ross can go grab the camera and say, yeah, you know, woo this, woo that, you know. It's a different thing, you know.
Right.
Buddy-buddy. But if I let some random motherfucker in my house, the only way I know you is because we play the same game. You know, it's like what Grego said. Grego said this the best. He's like everybody can go to an arcade and chill and play, you know. But mm-hmm. you're very wary about people when they come to your house, to your home.
Right.
You won't invite everybody over.
Right.
And if Punko Customs is different over there, and that's a whole different story.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he was, to me, how he was holding the camera, he was trying to keep Gutex on the screen. You know, like, it wasn't like he was like, oh, look at this established apartment and all this, that. He just followed the trail of Gutex and put it on him. But at the same time, you could see the rest of the apartment or where the room, so... It was a minor snafu, so it happens.
Him with that people's elbow.
But
oh, bitch. Oh.
But mm-hmm. Oh well.
Rock, bitch. Oh.
Well, down to other news. We can talk Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3 has been announced.
You say Ultimate Mortal Kombat?
Dude, I was about to, yes.
Wow.
Hey, dude, I've been saying that for, like, past 3 days. Shut up. Anyway, characters we know about is, 12 new characters, 6 new stages, all that bells and whistles. 4 were revealed, which is Ghost Rider, Firebrand, Strider Ryu, and Hawkeye.
Strider about to get these calluses off my feet, for real, with that blade.
Team Clockwork is in the house. Full effect.
Man, do you think he'll be playing that team?
No, I don't think he's going to play him. I mean, he's going to try the team out, but since Oberos don't chip, he ain't going to play him.
What you say?
Since Oberos, the orbs, level 3.
I thought the orbs chipped.
No, they don't chip. Better watch that video again.
So I'm going to ask Mr. Yomi himself, David Sirloin, this question. He probably didn't know I was going to ask him that question because his Yomi level so high.
Right. But not the overall still not chip. I will be playing Ghost Rider. So we'll see.
He got the Petey Pablo going.
Oh, hell yeah. Fighting game community and listeners to this podcast, if there's a character and he has the Petey Pablo, I you can best believe that I'll be using him. I'm sorry, that's just me. But then Capcom leaked the other characters. Okay, I don't know if they're trolling us or whatnot, but the other characters is like Rocket Raccoon, Doctor Strange.
Rocket Raccoon, Virgil, Doctor Strange,
Iron Fist, Phoenix Wright.
Iron Fist.
You know. Who else is on?
Nobody else.
Oh, Nova. Nova and
Cosmic Powers.
And Nemesis. Yeah.
Pony. No, fucking
Stars.
Stars.
But a lot of people got offended for that list, and they was like, who the hell are these guys? I've heard 2 podcasts, I'm not going to mention their names, and they was like, who the fuck are these guys? And I just going to say,
pick up a comic book, bitch. Thank you. We'll be all done.
That
will be Marvels from the 80s on.
from the 70s on. And
Okay. 70s on. I was just trying to help these guys out because most of them was from the 90s, born
true.
In the 90s, you know.
True.
So and, they see something in the 70s, they be like, yo, man, this is a lot of panels and there's a lot of words in them.
Well, I know, right? I got to read it? I was going to I don't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to say what Flash Metroid posted on Facebook. He was like, if you got problems with Rocky Raccoon, why would you want the same characters we've been playing for the last 10 years? It's time for new blood.
Rocket Raccoon. But and that's what I'm saying.
I was kind of shocked that Rocket Raccoon was in the game, but I'm telling you, he's going to be a fan favorite. If they
Rocket
go
Raccoon's 70s about to
version.
Be the new Cable.
Yeah, if they go to 70s version. If they go to the new version, then nah. But if they go to 70s version, and you pull out them big-ass guns...
He's going to have the hypervisor beam, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he is. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy in back then and now who has the ultimate nullifier. The one weapon that Galactus is scared of.
Hey, isn't there like a part in the comic strip where he does say hyperviper beam?
Yes.
When he pulls out the big gun, he's...
Yes.
It's like, we need help.
Yes.
Get behind me. For what? Hyper Viper Beam.
Yeah, well, that's Rocket Raccoon. You guy who's like, what, 3 foot nothing with the gun that's like 8 foot long.
Right.
Killing everything in front of him.
Right. The king, I'm telling you, he's going to be the new zone character.
Oh,
I have to pick him up because he's going to be my Cable. I just need a Capcom now so I can have Cable... sitting on Capcom. There's no Cyclops.
I know, right?
I know, so I might have to refer to Ryu.
Or Iron Fist. Let me just say this right now. Before there was
I'm not picking Iron Fist because there's no Luke Cage.
No. Before there was Ryu, there was Iron Fist. Iron Fist was Ryu in the Marvel comics. The only thing is you don't have projectile.
Yeah.
But he was freaking Ryu. Okay.
But see, the thing is, I understand why they put Nova in because they want somebody with cosmic powers.
That's the thing. That's what intrigues me. Okay, let's go through his little dossier, so to speak.
Let's go to Marvel.com right now so we can make sure we give him the right stuff.
No, I know the right stuff on top of my head. He's super strong, okay?
Yeah.
He's like, he's about as strong as She-Hulk.
Yeah, he can breathe in the air. He can breathe without air.
Yeah, he can breathe in outer space. He has flight.
Yep.
He has concussion blast, meaning he's a beamer.
Yeah.
So he's going to be like a super strong weak needle?
Oh, no, that would suck. If he got triangle jumps, I'd be pissed.
He got to have triangle jumps. He got 8-way flight.
He got 8-way flight. What the
8-way dash? He gotta have it, dude. He gotta have it. He gotta have tri jump. Oh, and then we not even talk about the Nova Prime power.
Oh yeah. We forgot about the Nova.
We ain't even talking about that. So Marvel, his power grid. You know how they do the power grid. You seen the power grid in the strategy guide? You know.
I'm looking on the website.
Intelligence is 3. Strength is a 6 out of 7.
Yeah.
Speed is a 5 out of 7. Durability is a 5 out of 7. Energy projection is a 6. And fighting skills is a 4. So, yeah, he's going to be a powerhouse.
Yeah, that's the official rings. But the fans gave him 6-6-7-7-7-6.
What?
The fan votes gave him intelligence of 6.
He's not that smart, man. Come on, now. So you mean he's like 1 point under Charles Xavier, Reed Richards, Tony Stark? Nah, man. Come on, though. He's a high school dropout, dog. No. But sorry we had to add that geekiness in there, but
you're right. He's gonna have wave dashes.
He gotta have wave dashes.
Yeah. He gonna have a Magneto and he gonna have a fly combo because he got flight.
And you know
speed,
they're gonna give him the ability to power up. because of that Nova front. You know he
that
is.
That would suck.
That would suck. I'm using him. I'm using him. I'm going to use him, though. I'm sorry. I would use him. That's just, man. He going to be powerhouse. He going to be a powerhouse. He could be a battery or an anchor. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
Remember, Shelton, remember every time you say stuff like that, it don't never work out.
I know, right? I know. Hey, but, hey. Look, no, hell no. Look, I'm one out of, that was one instance, okay? Everything else I said had came to fruition, dude. When I told people, it's like, don't worry about Phoenix, Sentinel, you got to worry about Phoenix, that came to truth. Okay, Hakai being top tier. Okay, look, players fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I tell you the truth. You know, mess up.
Wait a minute. What else can I put on there?
What else can you put on there? It is.
Nightwolf will be top tier.
Nightwolf is not top tier?
No, he ain't.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever, dude. He is. People just don't take the time to use him, but he is.
No.
He is.
You said Iron Taker will be top tier.
I never said that. I don't even play Plasma. I just said I'm not.
Just naming grapplers.
I know, right? I never said that. I did say Hazama was going to be top tier. I remember saying that. And he's top three. Well, at that time, he was top three. I don't know now because I don't play Plasma. But I remember saying that. People was like, you crazy. This guy sucks. And then next thing you know, that list came out. It was like what? It was Bang, Lichy, and Hazama.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, have you seen that new character that's going to be in Plasma?
Carl's Pappy.
Yeah, Carl's Pappy. You know he's going to be cheap, right?
Yeah, because Carl's cheap if you know how to use him correctly.
So I think this guy's going to be even easier to use and just two times... You know, double.
Why? Because he's master mode. I created my children.
Pretty much.
What else is good? Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're going to Evo, I suggest you get into all the side tournaments.
Okay. No, if you're going to Evo, you need to do one thing, and it's one thing only, and that's at 6 p.m. on Friday, and it's to go see Bang the Machine.
Yeah.
And also, what you need to do is go pull out this camcorder out the side or use your phone and record that shit for me and then send the link to me. Right. My black ass ain't making the Evo.
Right.
I'll take Media Fire, upload. Shit, I'll even take it as a Z-Share file, people. Please.
So, yeah, I mean, you entered the Skullgirls tournament. You win a special Skullgirls arcade stick.
I want to know what parts he put in it, because I played with a box and arcade stick before.
Right.
They're pretty good, you know, but after they got the little switch and everything, the only thing I don't like about it is that it's big. It's like, it's big, literally, it is big. It's like, you know how the Mortal Kombat PDP sticks are?
Mm-hmm.
They're about that. They're a little bit smaller than that. But they're big. They're like, you should. But you can do it like old school style. You're sitting on the floor with the stick, or you're going to have a chair, two chairs, one chair backwards so you can use the foot in your way, so you can use the stick perfectly. With your feet between it.
And then if you go in the King of Fighters tournament, King of Fighters 13 tournament, which I would have been in if I was going, the winner gets to go against Kei Yamamoto, the producer of the game. He's like calling you out. He's like, I want to see who the best in the United States is. And if you win, you get to go against me. I don't know how hype that would be. I would just be like, money match.
I don't know, man.
So.
I don't know. I don't see no Latin in you.
Okay. All right.
I just say that because my brother-in-law, his cousin came over. First time I met him, he was like, you play fight? You play video games? I play Street Fighter. You play Street Fighter? Yeah. You play Street Fighter? You play King of Fighters? I'm on it all day. They was like, I was like, are you good? Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, King of
Fighters. Then my boy told me about it. He's like, yo, he was like, yo, this is good. Say he's good at King of Fighters. He Mexican? Yeah. Oh, man, don't even try it, man. Don't even try it.
Hey, I got a YouTube video of me going against the third best Mexican guy, the guy from Mexico. Man, he destroyed me. I was like, and that was in King of Fighters 98, man. I was like, oh, my God, this guy's good. But, yeah, man, King of Fighters is like, it's like soccer. It's like soccer. It's popular all over the world, like, really. It gets down.
Goal.
So, yeah, that's about it right now. Everybody's, like, pretty much on their way to Las Vegas or already there money matching.
Okay. Let's do something. Okay. Go to the SRK website, and we're going to do our matches, the fantasy draft, this fantasy bracket, and we're going to say who wins and who goes where.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, cool.
That'll be fun. Something to kill time. Because I ain't trying to do this, motherfucker.
Oh, let me speak that. Let me speak that right now. Look, man, I don't even do fantasy football. I ain't gonna lie, I did fantasy football before it became popular. Then once it became popular, I was like, screw this shit. But let me tell you something, man. This shit right here?
Yeah.
Nah, man. For real? Really, dude?
For real?
Really?
Why did you say that? Why would you say that?
Really? Well, wouldn't I say this?
Why? Because certain players in top 32 are not in there?
No, I'm just saying I just don't want to waste my time. I mean, I do this here now, but I'm just saying, you know, people are doing money for this right now. You know this, right?
Are they doing money?
Yes. Yeah. You know, people are doing, it's a fantasy bracket, and they're in Vegas. Come on, man. People are doing money on this. That's the whole thing about this, man.
I'm just surprised, to be honest. Okay. On the street, okay. There's a okay. Well, okay. And the Marvel side, what really got me is that I don't see.
Wait, I didn't even see the Marvel side. Hold on, I just saw the Street Fighter side. I didn't know they made a Marvel bracket. Let me look at the Marvel bracket. Let me get pissed right quick. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah.
Really? When did Zion play Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Who?
Zion.
Who the fuck is that?
The guy that was on, from Singapore. He don't play Sagat. Who did he play? He played Yun and he played Ken.
I don't know who the fuck he is.
That's exactly. What is he doing on the Marvel 3 bike?
I don't know.
Alright, okay. Alright. Wait, there's some names in here I know, and there's some names like, I'm like, are you serious? Okay, we can scratch Mongo off this list.
On Marvel?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me write this, let's get this down. Okay.
Alright. So Marvel or Super?
We're gonna do Marvel first.
Okay.
We're gonna start with the winner bracket side.
Okay.
Combo Fiend versus PL Barbaro. Do you think that should happen?
Man, Combo Fiend.
Okay. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna have. Okay. Let's look at the list. There's 32 players.
Right.
Right now, we're gonna say 5 players that we both agree on that we can pull in as a mulligan that takes some player out to put in there. To put in their spot. You know what I'm saying? Because we see the list, you know? We see certain people that are like, why is this person right here? Why is this person there? Why isn't this person not in
the list? Let's just go through the winner's bracket. Because I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay, Combo Fiend versus PR Balrog.
A.K.A. Goku versus Vegeta in the first round. But anyway, Combo Fiend going to win this.
Combo Fiend versus PR Balrog. You really think Balrog have no chance?
No, I don't think Balrog can win. If that went down, Combo Fiend, bionic
really think,
arm. Yeah.
Man, look, to be honest with you, I don't think Fiend will beat P.R. Balrog. Because, look, if you watch that shit with Marn.
Are you talking about Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Marvel? Okay, if you would have said
Marn gave it to him. Marn gave him the match.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about afterwards. I'm talking about, like, at, was it Revelations? I'm talking about how he was like, oh my God, he has gotten way better from when I saw him at Final Round. That's what I'm going on. That's what I'm going on. If this was Super, P.R. Balrog all day. But I'm talking about Marvel.
We're talking about P.R. Wolverine, though.
So?
He plays with Chun-Li cheap ass.
He don't play with Chun-Li anymore.
Look, he played with Chun-Li and, what's his name?
I know, but...
USG.
I'm not saying he's a slouch. I'm not saying he's a scrub. P.R. Balrog is a phenomenal Marvel vs. Capcom 3 player.
Okay, Combo Fiend versus P.R. Balrog, 2 out of 3. Okay, who wins 2 out of 3?
Combo Fiend. It'll be very close. It'll be very close. No, it won't be 2-0. It'll be close.
2-1?
2-1, yeah.
2-1, Combo Fiend. So we're saying and you're going down to the loser bracket.
Mm-hmm.
He went to H.
Right. Who's going?
I would have done something more. So wait a minute. You said you got to rock one. You got to rock a clean piss.
All right.
Hold on. This is what we're gonna do. You're gonna rock a piss. We're gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna make this bracket up, and then boom. So we can make it easier for us. You cool with that?
What?
No, because I can put these names in real fast on the I got a tournament thing. Because look, straight up, man. Because this is hype shit.
I hear your fingers tippling and typing.
Yeah, the fingers are going. I'm hungry.
This is so.
This is funny because look, we're not going to be there.
So you want me to pause this?
Yeah.
God. For that, Chauncey had to take care of the business as far as getting these brackets right. So let's go.
Like a black man, and even though, no, this is what's going to be funny. Hey, guys, my black guys thought I could really do something by making a tournament bracket with a program that I thought I could put people in a loser's bracket. But my black ass couldn't do that. And without my black ass did, I just saved the thing. They didn't go to Geico. I went straight to paint. So what we're going to do is we're going to use text and put the winner into this prize.
All right.
What a fucking winner am I?
So we're just doing the Marvel one, right?
We're going to do both of them.
Oh, God. Here we go. Let's go.
Okay. We're going to start off. Yeah.
Put the sandwich down. Let's go.
Okay. No, yeah. We're talking about Combo Fiend versus P.L. Balrog.
Combo Fiend, let's go next.
Damn, you sound like a really angry man right now. Combo Fiend, go. Next question. Hold on. If I name a color, okay, I'm going to say a word. Don't put the first thing with your mind.
Combo Fiend.
Blue. Cool. Red. Angry. TFA. Godlike. Okay. Combo Fiend.
Alright.
He is great. So, okay. We're going to do this. Combo Fiend, P.R. Balrog. Let's go. All
right.
Okay. Flo versus Kari. I don't know who the fuck this cornballer is. I'm going with Flo because he's Flo.
Look, I'm going with Flo because I don't even know the other guy's name. I probably know him by face, but wait, look, it's Flo. He beat like a couple of the Japanese players. He's good. He just got the EG, so you know he's hype. And every tournament, but majority of the tournaments that I've seen, it was Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Number one player, Justin Wong. Number two player, Flo. So I'm going with Flo.
All right. Okay. Akuma Matata versus Madcat Samago. The fuck, he got records in this game? This is what I'm going to do. You know what? Fuck them both. This is what we're doing. IFC motherfucking Yipes versus Rexar.
Versus Rexar? Where you see that one?
Yeah. Who would you pick?
Now, was Rexar...
I don't appreciate... You going with Rexar?
Was Rexar the one who did the...
He gave the flow face.
Okay, yeah, I'm going with Rexar.
Alright. Yeah, I said this. Hold on, people probably like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
I said, look, I looked at it like this. Do I really think... This Akuma Mata is going to make it? Hell no. So I blurred him off of my paper. Off of paint. So I'm in paint. And did I think Mago going to make it? Hell no. So what I did, I put IFC Yipes and Wrestle.
He just changed the bracket.
I just changed the fucking bracket on the fly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first. So if you ever go to a tournament, please do not let Chauncey get a hold of the brackets.
Be like, who the hell are you? I never heard you. I'm going to do like Pimp C said. I never heard of your name in my entire life. You need to get your weight up, son.
I heard of Akuma Matata. He'd be on Wednesday Night Fights, I think.
I don't know. Okay. Next match. Taquito versus Twisted Remix.
Taquito. I'm sorry.
I'm not going with Taquito.
But Taquito, man.
No. What's happening right here is that Taquito's number two seed. I'm not accepting that shit right now.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry, Taquito. You're going over here.
Wow. You know what? You're sounding like a manager for WWE now.
Hey. Taquito is going to be playing. I'm changing the bracket right now. I'm changing the bracket. Whoever Nuffleupagus is,
wow,
you are going to the other side where Taquito was at, and Taquito will be playing instead of who the hell he was playing. He was playing Twisted Remix. He is not playing Twisted Remix. He is playing a man that everybody would rather see this match happen. NYC Chris G.
NYC.
So Taquito will play Chris G instead.
Chris G.
So we're going to go back to the other side with Nuffleupagus eating sandwiches. Nuffleupagus versus Nuffleupagus. Nuff.
You know, this is why people like boo. This is why the brackets are fixed.
Yep. The black people like me always fucking shit up. Okay, Nuff. Nuff versus Twisted Remix. Who do you think will win?
Twisted Remix.
Okay. You think?
I want to give a quick shout out to Nelson right quick, because Nelson, when I first met him, I met him at Season Beatings. And then I was like, yo, man, I see you on Rum Nito's videos all the time. He's like, yeah, that's cool, man. I was like, yeah, man, that's cool. I like how you play. He's like, you play Marvel? I was like, no, I'm not that good. He was like, all right, later.
Hey, he had me rolling that night, that whole time there. Because the funny thing about it, he bought that. Quick story. How I met him, I was like, that's Nelson. I was like, that's EMP Remix. And Holla was like, yeah, that's EMP Remix. He a beast in it. Mm-hmm. Man, it's delicious. But after I was like, he's a beast, he comes up, right?
Right.
With a horny VLX stick, with a pen, he's like, I was like, what's up? He's like, what up? I need you to sign this, Hollow. You're the first person to sign my new arcade stick. And that was it. And just walk off. Sign the box and just dip.
That's in a man of many words.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Let's okay. Go. Now, should we continue? Should we go all the way down that left side? Or, yeah, we should go. We should hit the losers bracket on this side, too. Okay, we're in the losers. This
okay.
is EMP, Evil Rashawn versus K-Beast. You know what? I see something I don't like either. Yeah. I'll take all this.
Evil Rashawn.
I'll take the loser side. Yeah. Evil versus K-Beast?
Yeah.
Now, why are you going with Evil Rashawn? Because you're cool with the man?
That has nothing to do with it. I just think...
Yeah, I think it is.
No, I think he got the best Spider-Man in the world.
I think he's a fan favorite to you.
Yeah, he is. He got the best Spider-Man in the world. Yeah, Evil Rashawn.
Man, I'm going... Look, straight up, K-Beast raped the shit out of me. And a team tournament with players that he did not use. And I was playing Hulk. Matter of fact, I will tell you, the whole match, I don't even remember his third player in his team. I just know I couldn't get in. I just remember everybody had a fucking gun. And whatever I did, I was getting shot. All I remember was Chris, Deadpool, that is all. I had Hawk, Hagar, and Akuma. I couldn't even get in. I was like, okay, I'm going to jump. Wow, I got shot in the air from jumping. I'm coming out. Wow, there's a grenade. What the fuck? And this is team tournament. They let me play with two players that I know to play as, Hawk and Akuma.
Right.
Shit, they ain't my motherfucking team. I couldn't get in.
Yeah, it happens. Next.
And plus, I think, wait a minute, K-Beast placed second at TVC last year. I think he sent Marn to losers.
Wait. I thought Carrasco was second.
No, Carrasco placed top seven.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
So, K-Beast or Evil Rashawn?
I still say Evil Rashawn. I don't care.
Okay, KB, it's the have a fucking tournament, son. Sorry, bro. <Fuck you>. So, right now, we're going to go to, since Nuff got sent to the losers, we're going to see if can Evil Rashawn beat Nuff. Who the fuck is Nuff? You know what? Nuff, bye-bye. To Evil Rashawn. Sorry, Nuffleupagus, whatever the fuck your name is. You're probably listening to this. You're probably pissed off. But I don't know who the fuck you is, and get your weight up, son. Eat a sandwich. Now, we're back into the match. Toxie, Hitbox King, the guy who can block left and right with two buttons at the same time, versus Final Round, Too Much Damage. Who would you pick? What the fuck? Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that. I hit mute by accident. But
that nigga hit a mute on me. He's like, man, I'm muting your black ass.
No, but no. I only seen one of their matches. I only seen Toxie once, and I only seen Too Much Damage once.
Okay.
And
winner of this match will play IFC Yipes. And the last time, remember, Too Much Damage got a perfect on Yipes at CEO.
Yeah, I know.
And that was ugly. And remember, he plays high at CEO and he plays high at final round. Those tournaments were 2 months apart.
I'll go with too much damage. I mean, I was going with him, but I was trying to remember how Toxie did, and I don't think he did too hot in Marvel. So
yeah, and you're like, yo, Toxie, I'm sorry, bro. Stick with Akuma. Just play this shit. Ooh,
right.
Excuse me. Okay, now this is a match. This was the match I was going to split these two players up. But I was like, you know what? F it. Nerd Josh versus Dr. Chaos.
Nerd Josh.
And losers.
Nerd.
Bye-bye, Dr. Chaos. You're out of the fucking tournament. Wow, wow, wow.
Right.
Da 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 da. Right now, we have Ryan Hunter versus Dermatrix.
Hmm.
So, like, we're going to have a big fight. I don't know either one. I don't know either.
Wait, you don't know Dermatrix?
Oh, that's the mofo that had the fucking, who made the videos.
Yeah.
He made the Street Fighter 4 videos, right? For Canada Cup.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a Burnett version of Cody with a beard.
Wow, okay. Ryan Hunter is that Cali player who's been playing Marvel for a very long time, right?
Right.
Man, this is what we're going to do.
I'm going with Dominatrix, though.
I'm sorry, it's a double count out. They're both out of the tournament.
Damn.
Nigga shouldn't have been outside the ring for too long. Sorry, man. Both of them out of the fucking tournament. You gotta have that at least once, and that's love doing that. So right there, right now. CL Balrog, you get a free pass to the next round. Oh, yep. You're gonna wait on your fight between Kara and Nerd Josh.
We're going to be hated. Oh, God. Oh, all right. Next one.
Okay, we're going to the other side of the winner's side to keep going, to keep this shit going. Because I don't want one side of the bracket to be filled. Right now, we got Rai versus Mar.
Like
the last time they played, Mar beat him in TVC. But the word is that Mar is scared to play him in TVC after Evo. They say Rai was the best. Best person in TBC.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Rai versus Warren. Who would you think will win, and what would the score be?
It'll be 2-0, Rai.
Sorry, I'm going with Warren on this.
No. Reason why.
You know why? No, you don't understand. You don't understand. The reason why Warren's going to win, because it's going to be a very close match, and then next thing you know, fucking pretty Ricky Ortiz is going to show up. He's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey. And then next thing you know, you're going to see Flo throwing a chair from the back out of the ring. And Rai is going to turn around, boom,
realize, this is,
get hit with it.
Not wrestling. Okay.
Stone Cold Stunner.
Look, tell you, reason why Rai is going to win is because Marn, his head is not in it. His head, in the past 3 to 4 tournaments, Marn has not been in it. Especially in Marvel. I don't know, man. He's not feeling it.
Yeah, he said he's going to retire, but look, right now, Marn, he's going to go to the world title match in the tournament. And
I'm telling you, man, he was the best Marvel player when it first came out. He was the best, but since then, since he's been mind-fucked. I'm sorry. Since the bionic arm, he just been totally just out of it.
Okay, so the outcome is that Pretty Ricky shows up, distracts the ref.
No.
Flo comes in, throws the chair in the up.
Oh, no.
Marn goes for the chair. No. He missed. He picks it up. He swing misses. Right hit him with the Stone Cold Stunner, and it's a 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Right. Bullshit.
Yeah.
I hate for you to be my booker.
I'm just letting, you know what's happening. So, he didn't hit his bumps correctly. Well, anyway.
Oh. Okay. Now, back to the match we want to see. NY Chris G versus Tokido.
Christie, are they?
You sure? Remember the last time they played?
That was last time.
I don't even remember them playing the last time. Oh, Chris G.
Chris G is on another level right now.
NYC, Chris G, but remember Taquito plays Phoenix.
So?
Remember, Taquito knows how to play Phoenix.
So?
And Taquito is in the losers, capital L, dumb ass.
You remember, Chris G plays Ryu, who's considered a weak character.
Default guy. Okay. Who the fuck is mine? You know who mine is?
Hell nah. I was going to ask you.
Okay. You're looking at the bracket right now, too, right?
Right.
You, Noel Brown, you're my dog, but I'm sorry. Right now, we're switching the bracket.
Oh, God.
Bye-bye, mine. Hey, Smooth Viper. Bye-bye. You're going up to where mine is at.
What?
Oh, shit.
Now, are we talking about the actual match, or are we talking about real
the
life?
The actual match. The last time these guys pro wrestled, the Mamba Samba machine got broke. They both got DQ'd from the tournament.
And somebody
they couldn't go to the spot
and somebody
for one whole for a whole month. The next time they played, Noel Brown was hyped. Smooth Viper was hyped. Noel Brown won the first match. Close. He told Smooth Viper, hurry up. And he almost started to push his butt and say, rematch. Smooth Viper jerked a little bit. Looked at his girlfriend who looked like C. Viper. He goes to the screen, the menu screen, and switch the characters out and get raped. IFC Yikes was disappointed. He looked like he was on crack before they said the match was happening. And by the time he looked like he was on crack because he just got done from, you know, when people on crack, they geek. And then 30 minutes later, it was like, man, I'm tired, man. This is some bullshit.
All right. So I'm telling you right now.
With that being Smooth Viper get his rematch.
Smooth Viper.
With Noel Brown. Continue on putting that ass beating on him because that's a big nigga. Smooth Viper small. It's like this is Pista Honda versus Little Mac.
No, you didn't. Oh man. I want to say Smooth Viper.
This is the first time you play Pista Honda.
Oh no.
That's the one where you get the one hitter quitter and he's out.
Okay. Noel Brown. I'm sorry, man. Oh my God. I don't believe I just said that, but Noel Brown, man.
Noel Brown. Smooth Viper, you're in the losers. Oh, Viper.
Phenomenal player.
E.G. Justin Wong will be playing number 16. You know, whoever number 16 is, your name is free. And you're in the losers. Justin Wong to the next round.
Wait, who was number 16? I don't even see him.
Oh, number 16 Smooth Viper.
But
then we moved him.
Yeah, so
I didn't know who the fuck mine was, so I just put free. So, X-Ray versus KTH. I don't know who the fuck X-Ray is, but KTH fucked me up in Mortal Kombat.
X-Ray, he's from, I want to say, I know he's from the West Coast. I'll be safe and say he's from the West Coast, but I didn't know he played Marvel.
I'm sorry, X-Ray, but I'm going with KTH. This year you are in the wrong video game. If you listen to Mortal Kombat, you had a chance. KTH to the next round. Bye-bye, X-Ray. Punk bitch. Okay. Filipino champ versus Daigo.
Filipino champ.
Look. What? Okay. Let's look at the track record. Filipino champ has been talking shit about Daigo.
Always.
Daigo Rahada comes out looking like he's been eating pork chop sandwiches all day.
No, get it right. He's been eating McDonald's.
Okay. Fish sandwiches all day.
Filet-O-Fish.
Filet-O-Fish. Justin, help me. I want Filet-O-Fish. Okay, let's go to the drive-thru without a car. Hey, what you guys doing over here? Trying to order McDonald's.
McDonald's. Diego gets McDonald's.
Yeah, and Justin tried to get him for you. That's one of the greatest stories ever. Okay, F. Champ, I'm going to the next round. Diego is free to him.
Yep.
That's what NorCal think.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce that shit.
John.
Okay, Mike Ross. I can't pronounce your name.
John.
Going to the next round. Bye,
Mike
Ross.
I didn't even know he played Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
So. We got Wintano versus, you know, fuck you. Frankie G.
Midwest all day.
Yeah,
I know Wintano is at Wednesday Night Fights. I know he be on the West Coast, but, you know, sorry. I had to be biased. Frankie G.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go straight to KTH and, well, yeah, KTH. You already got that free match. He was free.
KTH versus
versus Free, whoever the fuck the Free was. Oh. It was a free pass.
Yeah.
It was free parking.
Yeah.
Filipino champ versus Smooth Viper.
Philippine champ.
Damn you, Phoenix.
Yep, only because of that Phoenix. Oh, I'm sorry. Phoenix and Dormaru.
Yeah. Cut the furnace on. Okay. We got Mike Ross versus Tokido.
Tokido.
What, man, you just had, man. The first thing that pops in your head, say what you feel. Well, you don't believe in Mike Ross?
I believe it. But yeah, I believe in him in Street Fighter, but when it comes to Marvel, no. Funny story, right? I had to go against him at Power Up, well, him or the winner of him and REO. I think it was him versus REO. And I was like, hey, Ross. He was like, what? I was like, you know, I got to face you next in Mortal Kombat. He's like, dude, I'm already disqualified. I mean, I'm already eliminated. I was like, what? So I had to run to go fight Victor. I mean, Victor. It was so hilarious. Hey, you could tell he was salty, too. He was like, dude, I'm already eliminated.
Fuck salt. Damn, that man had it. That shit, you fucked it. It was marbled up. So, yeah, Mike Ross is salty. Frankie G versus Marn. Remember the last time this shit happened? Man, Frankie got perfect on.
Sorry,
this
Frankie.
This wasn't even a match. Marn, baby. I'm going with Marn for real.
Sorry, Frankie, man. Marn may be out of it, but he still got some of that season salt. He still got some of that Lawry's. So.
Okay. We got Combo Fiend versus Flow now.
Combo Fiend.
Sorry, man. I'm going with Flow.
You out your mind.
You out your damn mind.
You out Flo's your goddamn mind.
Look, name the last time. Okay. Okay. Flow has been in top 8 every tournament he has been in Marvel.
Okay.
Where Combo Fiend being at.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's been at Winners getting Pim Cups.
I know. Eating sandwiches.
I know, right?
I know. You got mayonnaise on this shit? No, man, take it back.
Sorry. He's been in Winners with Pimp Cups, drinking orange juice, getting fed empanadas. I'm sorry. That's just Combo Fiend. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Now I'm going with Flow.
I'm going with Combo Fiend.
Man, we can play. Okay, look, this is what's going to happen. They got both WDQ because they was drinking Pimp Cups. So right now...
We can't disqualify them. We can't disqualify them.
No, they're gone. They're both gone.
All right, fine. They're gone.
They both gone. So whoever can...
Fine.
Oh, hold on. I gotta fix that. Yeah, this right here, this shit right here, would tell... Okay, they both gone.
What?
That means whoever... Huh?
Can't both be gone.
No, they both, look, this is what happened. Combo Freak was drinking orange juice, and Flo was like, yo, man, what you doing? I'm drinking orange juice. Yo, can you get me some? He's like, yeah, all right. So they went to go to the room, and they said they only 15 minutes. By the time they came back, Combo Freak was like, yo, man, I'm about to get some beef jerky. Flo was like, man, I don't fuck with that. Flo was like, yo, but I got that turkey stuff. He's like, oh, hell yeah. So what happened was they ended up watching anime, eating orange juice, and eating turkey jerky.
All right, fine. They both gone. Next.
Rexxar versus Twisted Remix.
Ooh. Rexxar.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Before we let you this happen, is Rexxar sober or is he drunk as fuck?
He's drunk as fuck. So we go
okay.
with Nelson.
He's the winner. He's automatically in the winners then. Because, man, that man was so soft. He is in the winners finals right now.
All right.
Damn alcohol. Funny story. I'll tell you the funniest shit ever. Where the hell's Kay at? Okay, Twisted Jago. I mean, Twisted Remix. Funny story. When I was at, what's that tournament? UFGT. Like, I remember seeing Rexxar, right? I met him in, what was it? Free parking. At Season Beaten. You know, he was there doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when at UFGT, I'm like, yo, I know this dude, but I can't think of his name. So, you know, he's doing his thing, acting a fool, you know, woo this, woo that. And, like, who I was with? I was with Chris. I want to say his name is Chris. And Derek Ledger. And, like, you know, this is the first time me and Derek Ledger, like, actually meet each other. You know, we met each, you know, like, we see it in that, you know, we know each other's name, but we never met, you know?
Right.
And me and Derek Legend is chilling, and then Rexxar shows up, like, and he's drunk as hell. I'm like, dog, man, I'm like, don't I know you? He's like, yeah, you're Chauncey, man. I'm like, so he's like, yo, we met at Season's Beat. It's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm Rexxar. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember you. And he's like, anybody want to play some Marvel Money Match? And Derek Legend was like, hell yeah. He's like, you want to play Street Fighter? He's like, oh, yeah, I'll take your money. Next thing you know, Rexxar disappears. He comes back with two beers, pound them. He was like, what the hell? And then Rexxar was like, yo, I'm not going to play you. He was like, why? He was like, yo, I just qualified in both my pools. I just wanted money tonight so I get more beer.
Man.
Okay. So, right now, we're about to have... Did we ever do this shit, Too Much Damage? Versus Yikes.
We already did that. No, we didn't.
No, we did, and we talked about who you think will win.
Yikes.
You sure? You think he'll get his revenge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Nerd Jots versus... Who the fuck is... That Kara, by Kara. He's so silly. What is that? Okay. Right now, we're going to hit the famous arc match. Huggy Bear versus Yipes.
Who?
Huggy Bear. Evil Rashawn.
Oh, you call
versus, they call him Huggy Bear, and I had to say it.
All right, this is going to be a tough one.
To be honest?
I think it's going to be Rashawn.
I would say Rashawn, but the fact that, you know, I want to say Rashawn. I really want to. But when it's on the main stage, Yikes don't lose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
you really think Spider-Man got something for Dante? Because I switched out Wesker for Dante.
I know. That's what I'm like.
Yeah. And Sentinel versus Magneto is not really against Yikes Magneto.
Yeah. Okay, Yikes. Let's go.
I know. But Huggy always be doing it. It's Huggy Bear. Okay, Nerdjoss versus PR Balrog. Nerdjoss has been doing his thing, but when it's time to play somebody big, he cracks. And PR Balrog, it just came from an island. He's not stepping this shit.
Right.
You want to play worse? I need a 6-sided dice and a 20-sided dice. No, I'm not playing Dungeons and Dragons. We're trying to roll the die. Who do you think will win?
Between who?
Who the fuck is these guys calling? Oh, shit. I forgot all about this. I mean, Nerd Josh.
What? Are you high?
You know what? Fuck this shit, man. None of y'all niggas is winning. I'm winning this shit. Turn it over. I want everything. No Japanese, no Koreans, no Americans. My black ass.
All right.
I want both.
Okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to Big Shell for letting me try to do this shit. I never finish nothing, and I won't finish nothing. So I'm going to finish this motherfucking video game, and I'm going to finish this sandwich in a bit. Fuck off, people. I got work to do.
What the fuck just happened?
Gave up on these niggas. But they gave up on my black ass. I'm trying to order some Jordans out there, you say. Those are nice shoes right there. Football season coming up.
Who won? You did?
My black ass won. All right.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right.
I came in. You know what happened? Rexar played Justin Long. Justin was in grand finals. Next thing you know, Justin was like, yeah, we about to do this shit. Let's go, Rexar. Justin got sent to Rexar got sent to losers. Losers, right? Rexar won to lose. About to fight Justin Wong, right?
Right.
And what happened was, Rexar was like, it's time. Justin was like, hell yeah, we're going to do this, and I'm about to beat your ass. And then I showed up out of nowhere like a Kuma on his ass. I hear it was, since Rexar is in the loser's bracket already, shit, it was over. He didn't have no chance. I had 2 games on him.
Man, that by far is just the funniest shit ever. I'm sorry. You're Evo Marvel versus Capcom 3 champion, Chauncey Truth.
And Mortal Kombat champion, and Street Fighter 4 champion. See, what happened was that we went to commercial break, and the next thing, you know, they showed the highlights, and they just, like, the footage got cut up, and all they seen was me holding the gold belt, the big gold belt. Like
I'm done.
NWA
I'm
bag.
Good. I'm done. I'm wrapping this all up. I'm sorry.
So I'd like to give a shout-out to myself, my sponsors, Eternal Rivals. Good looking out. You guys are awesome. And Big Shell and this pillow. High five to the Sandman. Exit light, enter darkness. Yeah, that shit. Take me to Never Never Land.
Okay, all right. To my listening audience, Saucy has taken over the show. I don't know what the hell just happened. I know you're sitting back like, what the fuck just happened? That's how I am right now. Give a shout out to you guys next week.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome. I don't know what the hell just happened.
I hope this gets posted.
This is getting posted. I'm sorry. This might be the people like, this is either going to be the greatest show ever or it's going to be the worst show ever. At this point, after I've sat here and listened to that shit, this is getting posted. I'm sorry. I put this up. This is going up.
This is going up, and I'm tired as hell.
So, yeah. I'll talk to you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed
the Evo results, even though I won that shit.
Yes, and unfortunately, I'm not drunk. Chauncey is, but
I'm not drunk either. I'm just tired.
So yeah, we're gonna go, and I talk to you guys. This is my town. This is my joke.
run this scene, hit the strip, get my fix, got some sniffles in a sack. Run this town like a sprinter on a track. Come on, lay back to attack in the lag. We ain't cutting no slack, girl, what you know about that? I ain't trying to be a lover, but I gotta say that we can keep it undercover when you wanna play. Blazed up, smoked out, out of my mind. We just cruise around my town all the time.
When the sun goes down, the stars come out like the ghost of yesterday. So dream, come down, cause I'm